Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
The Tom Hanks movie, The Da Vinci Code, is anything to go off. You know, it took him quite a while, a lot of skill and determination to crack that code. But when it comes to cracking my password codes, geez, I reckon I'm in the 78% where they reckon it takes hackers around 30 seconds to be able to crack your password codes.
Oh, okay.
I'm one of them people that I just don't trust my brain. Even in my mid-30s, I don't trust my brain. So I'm like,
what do you mean
right,
you don't trust your brain?
Like passwords, having the, you know, passwords for things. I try not to go outside the realm too far when it comes to like, you know, creating 12, 13 different passwords.
They're all, you find it hard to remember them.
Yeah. And you're the same.
They tell you never to write them down. You're like, well, how else am I supposed to remember all these things?
I know. We did hear a list from NordVPN a little bit earlier in the year about the most common password. You know, things. Number 10 in Australia was hold, and you had ones like number
not
four.
Anymore. That'll slide off the list pretty quick.
It was actually Ford was on there as well before, but you know, because the plant's shutting down, that one disappeared. Password
we'll
one.
We'll get Havel on there in future years.
Kia, because of the Australian Open, I don't know. But number 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's like, geez, that's not going to take anyone very long to crack whatsoever.
That's the first try.
Are you someone that has, like, do you not trust yourself with heaps of passwords, or what's your state of play?
I had sort of a password for a while, and then I had all these different variations of it. But now I have a particular way of creating a password, which I won't go into on air.
Better not.
Because people know my name and they might.
It'll be the wordle of the day. It's like, oh, we've got it. First go, Brad's password.
Yeah.
But there was a news report which was circulating, which I found quite amusing because they were going around talking to people about their passwords, and this one guy just put his foot in it straight away. Have a listen to this.
Have a look at where we're standing in the suburb.
Oh no, you don't use your suburb as the password, do you?
Yes, for everything. Phone a lot.
Oh god.
Because I can't remember otherwise.
Oh no, you just told us.
We'll keep today's suburb a secret, but it's a good idea to avoid where you live, your birthday, and kids' names.
The worst part was that guy's the head of ASIO.
I know, but so many people are just like this guy because they just don't trust themselves. I don't think we give ourselves enough credit, but as it turns out, it's not entirely our fault when it comes to forgetting passwords because the human brain can only just retain so much information.
The human brain can handle 7 random pieces of information, but once you're getting up to 12, 10 or 12, that becomes a difficult task for most people to memorise.
Yeah, so there is, it's not all our fault when it comes to forgetting passwords because we actually can't remember all those passwords, like 12 or 13.
Because we can only remember seven pieces of random information. So if I try to remember another password, I'll forget that the peregrine falcon is the fastest.
Exactly right.
Animal
that's
on the
information.
It's gone. That random fact is gone.
Information.
So remember
you
another password.
Keep. Yeah. A lot of the experts have weighed in saying, you know, to make it harder for hackers, you put like dollar signs and all sorts of things. Maybe.
Oh, is that what ASAP Rocky in
those
rappers?
That's why. He's like, no one's going to get me. Changes his name next week once again. But they're talking about maybe chapters in books. Like maybe you go to chapter this and chapter that. So then you know exactly what the password's going to be. That's a way of remembering, which no one would have any clue of guessing because it's just so random.
But then if you lose the book.
I know.
And again,
it's a little bit ridiculous. Also, made up words they're suggesting as well.
Oh, right. So like goobersplash.
Supercalifragilistic. It's like, all right, that one.
Mangleflash.
You're going to 3 tries at that one. Good luck with that. The Mary Poppins one. But also, I like this other version expert says. He says maybe you should try and, you know, remember like lyrics to your favourite song or something. That could work.
Memory coach Russ Bauer recommends creating a phrase or using music.
A more sophisticated password these days involves taking a line from a song to something like
take me to the day.
Yeah, I think he's going to stick with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Valentino Gasselli, a 16-year-old young gun on the snowboard, has returned from Beijing. They've got a sort of a congratulations party happening in Naruma tonight. And it still blows me away, 16, competing in a games.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
He's got his own little jump in his grandparents' backyard
as well. Yeah, it's amazing. But you know, we are looking for future Olympians because 2032, Queensland will be hosting the Games in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
And they are already on the search for the next Olympic team to win gold on home soil.
Selectors are on the hunt for our best medal hopes for the Brisbane Games, aiming to turn that early glimpse of talent into Olympic gold.
We want to see
People go from the playground to the podium.
That's Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk there. I'm surprised she never won gold for gymnastics because she's quite good at backflipping. they're basically casting a very wide net looking for kids to compete in 2032.
And like she said, from the playground to the podium, and the Olympics that we're hosting is 10 years away, so they will quite literally still be in the playground.
They are looking for youngins, and they're basically appealing to all people in the Sunshine State, to all the parents, to say, you know, be like Rick Caselli, Rick and Kirsten, look at your kid and go, do they have a talent, a sporting talent? Because they're going to start by looking for 50,000.
Well, that's a few.
Young athletes, and then they're going to whittle that down.
Only 400 will make the final cut based on everything from their height, pace, strength, and, of course, winning potential.
What about doping? Well, that
50,000, that's a bit. I just hope they're very delicate because they could be, you know, a young age. You know, don't be harsh with the cuts. Don't be like Homer saying, Nelson, your cut. You know what I mean? But do it reasonably well.
You don't want to kill their love of competing and their passion for sport, you know. You don't want to put too much pressure on them, but you're thinking, okay, well, what sort of age group are we looking at? Maybe you and I, Hutsy, could make the cut. We'll find out.
Aspiring athletes must be aged between 13 and 23 or 30 for the Paralympics.
So 13 and 23, 30 for the Paralympics.
Yeah, they haven't created the geriatric games yet. They've got Masters games, but
I was going to say, Valentino will be an old fart by the time 2032 rolls around. 26 in snowboarding years.
Yeah, whoa.
That's like being 70. They age like dogs. Like, it's 7 years for a snowboarder for every one human year. They're looking for the... I'm thinking 13's not young enough, though. I think we need to go... I mean, like, again, Valentino's 16. Let's get them while they're still at childcare. Let's start sending our talent scouts to childcare centres across Australia, just looking for those kids that like to wrestle with the other kids, like, oh, they might be good. Or the kids that do a perfect dismount off the monkey bars, go like, all right, sign them up for the program.
Yeah, we'll have parents with baby books and they'll be checking the baby books going, all right, so you said your child was walking at about 9 months. That's a tick. All sorts of things to tick off the list.
I want to search for like a six-year-old that can do a long jump into the sand pit. You know what I mean? And then get out and do the post-jump interview where it's like, oh, I left nothing behind in the sandpit, except for that thing, but, you know, that was an accident. I'm six. Come on.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
You've heard of these things pop up probably the last, I'd say, 7 or 8 years, smash rooms where you turn up to a place, you get a baseball bat, a golf club, whatever it is, and you just get to pay money and just smash a whole bunch of stuff in a room.
Yeah, if you broke your stress ball, maybe this is what you need, but personally, I feel like if you're resorting to this level of destruction and violence, maybe you just need to sit down and talk to someone. Like, I don't know if this is the solution to your problems.
Yeah, you wouldn't have signs that say smash room outside your council collection just to try and get rid of the problem easier or something like that. But yeah, you pay money and basically you take out frustrations and whatever. But usually when you see these smash rooms and things, they're in industrial areas with, you know, big thick concrete walls where no one can hear anything whatsoever.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's one that has opened up, and the name of this place is called Rage Cage. Okay. And it's opened up in the Brisbane suburbs, but like I said, not in an industrial area. I'm talking about in a house next door to a salon.
It may relieve stress for customers, but for those next door, the Rage Cage has done the opposite since it moved in last September.
It's like living next door to a recycling centre.
This audio was recorded from inside this resident's house.
Like, if you didn't know that this business was next door, this Rage Cage business, you would think there's vandals, like trash in the place or something.
Absolutely. Like, and it's just a regular house. And it's even funny to hear what it used to be before it was taken over by this business. It used to be two accountants in an accounting firm. Imagine I'm there now. They'd have a field day just, you know, just typing in the bills getting higher and higher. Oh, your costs are going through the roof.
Yeah, they've gone from claiming deductions to causing destruction. Like, you hear that next door.
It sounds like maybe whoever the agent was for this property was a little bit desperate to just get someone out to rent it.
I think so.
Like, they you know, they said, oh, no, it's all above board and everything like that. It's like, okay, well, says you, but at this stage, it's like, okay, obviously you heard that noise from next door, a woman called Deb McCarthy, a salon, just trying to work every day, and you're hearing that big thud and everything. So you're probably thinking, what's the council actually doing about it? Well,
yeah, there's some sort of zoning issue here.
There's got to be something going on. This is the latest on the issue.
Council says it's working with the business to address the noise issues and is assessing a venue permit.
What you might think is noisy, I might not. What I think is annoying, you might not.
That's the owner, if you couldn't tell.
Okay.
You can tell there's a bit of rage bottle up inside that guy.
Yeah, he's making use of the facilities
himself. Even saw a sign on the driveway that had like Valentine's Day specials, like $30 and things like that.
What, so people are going on dates there?
I guess so.
Instead of a candlelit dinner, they're just like getting baseball bats and destroying stuff?
I think your relationship's going downhill if you take up the Valentine's Day offer for whatever it is and your partner's staring you directly in the eyes as they're whacking things with a baseball bat saying, this is probably going to be you.
Come to Rage Cage. Check out our Valentine's Day special. If you've got a broken heart, come break something.
Yeah, exactly right. So noise restrictions. Especially, you know, surely they've broken rules on this. And even worse, the sanctity of noise pollution on weekends and stuff. Mm. You know, like the only raging I want to hear before 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning would be this kind of raging.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.